We'll go ahead and continue with UCLA coach Chip Kelly, and the Bruins are on the road at Oklahoma this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Ben Bulch, Los Angeles Times.
Good morning, Chip.
Morning, Ben.
I wanted to follow up about Wilton and ask what his level of participation was in practice after we got out of there.
He did some things today. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Is there any concern that his injury is related to or could aggravate his previous back injury?
I don't get into any. I'm not a doctor, so I can't go into anything with it. So I'll just tell you if he what he did today. So.
Okay, but structurally, his back seems to be okay.
I'm not a doctor, so I can't give
okay.
you that information.
All right, and then my other question is Devon Monster. Would you like to get a look at him in live game action at some point?
I'd like to get a look at our entire team in game action.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Your next question is from Barry Trammell, the Oklahoman.
Yeah, Chip, you've had quite the career the last 10, 12 years, but before that, 14 years at New Hampshire, coaching in relative anonymity. What were those years like? And why do you think you were so successful at getting noticed and being so successful when you got the chance at larger platforms?
Part one, it was a great experience. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. Worked with some great people, an opportunity to coach some unbelievable kids. And then part two, I have no idea.
What about the UCLA job? You've been at some historic places. What about the UCLA job attracted you?
I had a great meeting with the chancellor and the athletic director here, and we shared the same values and visions.
Thanks.
All right, Gary, thank you.
Your next question is from Jason Skukanik, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Coach, between, you know, youth, the suspensions, putting in a new system, you know, the injury at the beginning of the game, was that just a perfect storm of kind of struggles there for a week one?
We don't look at it that way. We look at it as a challenge and face our challenges head on. So, there's some good things that we can build upon. There's a lot of things we certainly have to correct, and that's kind of how we approach it. But we don't talk about perfect storms or don't make excuses for guys that weren't available to us. That's we're not an excuse operation. So we knew who was available before the game started, and that's who we played with.
You know, your first game at Oregon was the Boise State game, and, you know, it didn't go probably the way you wanted to. But can you – last time I checked, that ended up being a pretty good season. Can you look back on that? I don't know, it's something you talk to your team or, you know, just a kind of a learning experience that you can use here?
No, I'm two entirely different situations, and one's not to the other, you know. And I'll go back again. When you talk about the Boise game, that was the number five team in the country that we played. So they were, you know, no one gives Chris Peterson's team's credit. That was a really good football team. So they beat us that day, and they deserved to beat us that day. They played better than us that day, so. But I don't talk about losses or old losses to other teams. And, you know, I don't even know if any of these kids were. They were probably in elementary school when that happened. So.
And when you look at Oklahoma, is this going to be as good a team as you play all year?
I don't know who else we play, but, I mean, they're obviously a very, very talented team. You watch what they did in short order with FAU and how good the quarterback came in. You know, you lost a Heisman Trophy winner and you replace him with the first-round draft pick in baseball and how dynamic Kyler was in the game, and they've obviously got great weapons at running back and receiver. So, you know, this is obviously a very, very talented football team.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Chris Hummer, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. Watching from afar last year and maybe in the past, how has Lincoln Riley kind of pushed his air raid system into a new realm and also innovated in general as an offensive coach?
I couldn't tell you that. I have great respect for what Lincoln's done, but I don't know the chronological history. I mean, I know he was at East Carolina and has done a great job at Oklahoma, but I can't give you how he went from air raid to whatever. That's a good question for Lincoln.
Oh, I mean just how he's kind of pushed the boundaries of things as an offensive coordinator. I know a lot of coaches nationally have a lot of respect for what he does and kind of follow along with some of his changes.
We all have great respect for Lincoln and the job that he's done. He's a fun to watch coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Tookni Nguyen, Los Angeles Daily News.
Hey, Coach, we talked a little bit about Chris Murray yesterday, but for him to start as a true freshman, not only on the offensive line, but at center, how difficult is that for a true freshman to jump in and start at center?
Well, I think it's difficult for any true freshman to play in any first game of college, so it's a real tribute to Chris. He came from a very top high school here in not only in the state but in the country, and they do a great job of preparing their players to play at the next level. And Chris had a great mind for football when he came in here, and we were real fortunate to have him. And glad he got an opportunity to play for us.
And just a bit of housekeeping that we forgot to ask yesterday: do you have an update on Laney Toloa? We saw him in a sling the other day.
No updates.
So he's what you would say day to day.
You got it.
Okay, thanks.
And again, that's star one for questions.
Any further questions for Coach? Got one more?
Your next question is from Kevin Dana, Pac-12.com.
Coach, what did you make of Dorian's performance coming off the bench against Cincinnati?
I think Dorian did a good job. You know, we had planned on playing him. He had earned playing time for us throughout preseason camp. So we had planned on putting him in at some point in time during the game anyway. But I thought Dorian did a nice job for his first college football game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for you. Chip, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, Dave. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, we'll see you. Thanks.
Take care.